So what sort of new skills have you learned during this time?
You know, I've always said my strength and my weakness is the same. It's my impatience. I've learned to become more patient now. I understand. I think the first thing that we do is, it's really good because Chen Chao, I learned a lot from Chen Chao, who's the founder. And, you know, the first thing he asks me every morning is, how are you doing, actually? How are you coping? Are you okay? You know, phrases like this are very important. So I tend to use it in my staff. Also, the first thing, the meeting, is not like, hey, you know, how we've done financially, because how is everybody doing? Is everybody okay? Is your health okay? You know, are you guys okay? Family, are your families fine? Is anybody ill? We start off with that context. You know, a bit more patient. You know, I think that I will nail as my number one thing that I've learned. Number two is, look, we can definitely work remotely. And for anybody who have said that they needed to travel or this or that, I would relook that immediately, because we have regional teams and I'm having regional meetings with my team now remotely, and it's more efficient. Everybody comes prepared for the meeting now better than ever. So these, I think, are the two things that I would have learned. So this short time, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that when there are things we take for granted. When we meet face to face, by definition, we see people, say hi, there's an emotional check-in. But That's the new skill that I've learned as well. It's when we have a virtual team meeting, it's having that a little emotional check-in, that little bit of time of connection, bring people together, build group rapport, and then have the meeting. You know, so yeah.
Definitely, definitely. Even sometimes we have lunch meetings and all of us are holding a plate of food and you know what I mean? So just keep that camaraderie alive, because faith is very, very people focused. So stuff like that, yeah.
So we've got new skills. So what would you say, are there any other big learnings you've had? You've had more patience. You've had the planning timelines are shorter. You know that people can work remotely. You know, are there any other learnings you've had as a result of this crisis?
I think business continuity is so critical in these times. I know I'm saying this, and I've spoken to a few mates of mine, C-suite mates of mine, and they said, but you know, how do you anticipate like this? But again, like I said, maybe not to this extent, but one thing that I want to do post this is never underestimate this COVID, is prepare for the next, you never know, it might happen again. They're saying this could be a 5-year cycle. So I think business continuity, but not only even in a pandemic like this, but in anything, we need to be able to move to the next and also to very, very swiftly rework our strategy. I think that's important. We went from what we were doing was 70% of now to now 80% of tomorrow. That's what we're doing. We're just planning for tomorrow. And when I mean tomorrow, I'm not talking about the long, distant tomorrow. I'm talking about the literal tomorrow. Everything that we're doing now is just for tomorrow. And because day after tomorrow might not be the same, you know. So I think more, I would say, urgency into the closest future. Like, you know?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So another one is, in the aim has always been to move with a sense of urgency, but speed is definitely the new currency, isn't it? Another part of the new currency, you know, and we've moved from long-term planning to short-term execution. So there's just some real paradigm shifts. You know, just on that learnings, what have you learned about your...
Sorry, another thing that I must add is also, I think leaders need to be very calm in this situation, because you will be subjected to, you know, the first thing that we spoke about to our head of people was like, you know, what about our people? Unanimously, we said that, you know, at all costs, we will keep our people. And, you know, you have to be cognizant about your cost lines, your revenue lines. So these are the things that we looked at first. What can we, before we even talk about people, what can we actually look at, you know, and see whether we can halt, we can defer, we can delay. That's one of the things that I learned. Like, you know, it can be done. When push comes to shove, people become more frugal or prudent. So that's happening, yeah.
Right. You know, so again, it's that amazing thing about the human spirit, isn't it? You know, when there is a need, we find a way to make it happen. Yeah. So just on this learning, tell me about anything that you've learned about members of your senior team, members of your staff, how they've reacted. What have you learned about your team?
I like the fact that I work with, I really like my founders, Joel and Cece, Joel Neo and Chen Chao. Joel, because he's very calm. He thinks he's so into the business, but also a very strong people person. always concerned about what can we do for people. Chen Chao, because he's just an absolutely wonderful guy. He knows the technology, but every morning he'll ask me, bro, how are you doing? Are you okay? Is your family okay? Is your wife okay? And I learned that these are the things that actually make a company, you know, when leaders genuinely want to know about the interest or their condition, their state. You know, in fact, we were even talking about in this period, you know, people are getting, are they getting more anxious? So I guess what I've learned most about my leaders is they're people. People come first and the business comes second. So that's really important. About my staff, I like the fact that everybody now is thinking about ways to address, you know, in their mind, the deficit, which is real, but address and start to focus on data. You know, we have to depend on data, like you know.
Right.
Yeah, so data has become very important. That, I think, will be the number one learning from my staff. Yeah.